Hello again and welcome to the program. This is our third in this series on what in the world is going on. We said in the previous programs, we need to face the facts, we need to face the future. To face something is to accept and deal with difficult situations, and then facts, as a compared to opinions, we need the truth about events as opposed to opinions. That's what the facts are, and the only place we can genuinely get the facts is the Word of God. Now, we're looking at being prepared and knowing what to do. It's two different things. You can go to battle and say, all right, here's a rifle. Oh, I'm prepared to fight. No, you got to know how to use that rifle. You might shoot yourself. And so as we look into the world today, we need to not only be prepared as Christians, but we need to be knowing not only what in the world is going on, but what does Jesus want me to do about it? Well, let's sing this song, The Bible Stands. This is so important in these perilous times. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. Every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Well, we're talking about being prepared, and we're talking about knowing. To be prepared is ready to do or to deal with something. I'm prepared. A good example of that was Noah. The Bible says Noah prepared an ark, but before he prepared an ark, he was prepared to do whatever the Lord wanted him to do. So knowing is knowing what to do and knowing how to do it. With Noah, we read in Genesis 7, Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. He didn't do something commanded by someone else. He got his directions from the Lord. In chapter 6 and verse 9, we read, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now, if we're going to get commandments from the Lord, it's going to be because we walk with him. We want instant, I got a verse here, and I haven't got time to be walking with the Lord today. I've got to get out and get this done or that done or the other thing done. No, you're not going to know what to do that way. He walked with God, got directions from God, and did everything that God commanded him to do. So, knowing is one thing, being prepared is another. Am I prepared to meet God? And understanding things to come in the world today. Now, when it talks about understanding things to come, for example, 2 Peter 3, verse 3, talking about the last days, it says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days. There's things we can know. In 2 Peter 3 and 8, same topic, same chapter, but beloved, be not ignorant of this. We don't need to be ignorant about what's going on in the world today. We have a few examples in the Bible. One is, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. As it was, so shall it be. How was it? Well, they ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage. They just lived their lives, ignoring God, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, we read that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There was a very small remnant. Millions of people in the world today. 8 people got on that ark. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. As it was, so shall it be. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. 1 John 5:19, we read, the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's where we are again. Ezekiel 7:5, an area of prophecy, says, thus saith the Lord God, an evil and only evil, behold, is come. Proverbs 21:10, the soul of the wicked desireth evil. That's where we're living today. And so as it was, so shall it be. We read also in verse 11, the earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. The earth, in verse 12 of chapter 6, the earth, and behold, God looked at the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Sounds like today. Violence, the earth is filled with violence. Look around. Luke 17:26, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. We are there. As it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, same thing. But the same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Thus, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man cometh. Now, the thing different about Lot was it was the Sodomites, and God destroyed them all. Now, we have two different testimonies here. We have Noah, who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We have Lot, who was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. That word conversation means manner of life. The whole focus here in this chapter back in Genesis, where God deals with that, is the Sodomites. We're living in a Sodomite society today. They're more accepted than Christianity is by the government. You don't see them running the Christian flags up in our parliaments and presidents and prime ministers promoting Christianity with a flag. No, but they'll put the pervert flag up. Lot, vexed with the filthy manner of life of the wicked. In his day, it was sodomy. Today, there's a lot more than that. It's just a wicked accepting the manner of life of the wicked. Well, in Noah's day, we see there was something that we have in common with today. As it was, so shall it be. Noah's day, there was a worldwide judgment. We are facing it today. We read, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Now, God's judgment sometimes fell on a particular group like the Sodomites. Sometimes it fell on Israel. But in Noah's day, it was worldwide, and that's what's coming today. It's called the Great Tribulation. As it was, so shall it be. So what should we be doing when these things begin to come to pass? Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So some things to come. Matthew 24, when they asked Jesus what shall be the sign of thy coming, he said deception, world reports, wars and reports of wars. That it says wars and rumors of wars. The Greek word is reports. If a war starts tomorrow, we're going to hear about it tomorrow. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes, persecution, lawlessness, Israel like a nation, being a nation again, worldwide preaching of the gospel, all of these things that are prophesied in the Word of God. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. Concerning things to come, consider these things here, the rebirth of Israel, the rise of Russia as a superpower, the activities in the Middle East, the awakening of China and the nations of the Orient, the sudden influence of Muslims, the resurgence of militant Islam, the political bankruptcy of the nations. All this has to happen. It's happening. Never has the economy been in such a mess as it is today, except in the Great Depression. The moral bankruptcy in the world, the rise of sodomite, the constant threat of nuclear war, the rising tides of lawlessness, the apostasy of the professing church, the emergence of the drug culture, how are we doing there, the revival of occult activity, the staggering strides being made in science and technology, the trend toward a one-world political system, the trend toward a one-world religion. 2 Peter 1:9, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed. All of these things are prophesied at the end time. We are there. So Paul, when he had his first relationship with the Lord, he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. What do you want me to do? It's very personal. Peter said, oh, what shall this man do? Referring to John. Jesus said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. What you need to do and what I need to do as an individual, say I'm in the world for such a time as this, what wilt thou have me to do? He wants us to do a whole lot more than carry our King James Bible under our arm and go off to a fundamental church 3 times a week and then go home and act like we don't care about what's going on. What wilt thou have me to do? One thing we should do is look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The next major event is the rapture of the Christian. It's found in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So, what will thou have me to do? Ephesians 5:15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. There's not much left, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, he wouldn't say we should understand what the will of the Lord is if we couldn't understand it. Now, here's a question. When they put a police officer outside your church and say, you can't go to church unless you have a full vaccine, you can't get in. Full vaccine required for entry. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Do you really think that they're going to do this in restaurants and not do it in your church? It's coming. Are you prepared? And if you are, what are you going to do? Well, here's what we should do. It's simple. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. 2. Lean not unto thine own understanding. 3. In all thy ways acknowledge him. 4. He shall direct your path. Now, you see, we want to say, oh, I'll tune in this program and maybe this preacher will tell me what to do. No. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, 1. 2. Lean not unto your own understanding. 3. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Now, God waits for our action. Lots of verses in the Bible like this. He waits for our action and then he reacts accordingly. Our action, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. His reaction, he said, I will direct your path. So when we come to this situation, what are we going to do? Oh, I'll phone a fellow preacher and see what to do. No, do what Noah did. Walk with the Lord, get directions, and then do all that God commands you. Now the question is, am I prepared to die? The Bible says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Be sure you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And then, if you're a Christian, am I willing to live for Christ? The Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's talking about this end time. There's days of persecution ahead. Am I willing to live for Christ? You know, it might be easier to die for Christ than to live for Christ. I mean, you can die for Christ, get that over in a couple of minutes. Am I willing to live for him? Jesus said, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Not talking about dying, it's talking about living. Lay down your whole life for your friends. That's what Jesus did, and then he died. So where do you stand? The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands. So the hills may tumble, it firmly stands when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. Every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the